Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. Today I'm going to make a slight departure from videos I normally create to tell you two stories that I really hope you're going to find fascinating. What if I told you that the sport of baseball is growing in Poland with more teams popping up each year throughout the country? Whether you think I've lost my mind or not, I believe there's hope for the American pastime here. I've got a lot to tell you. Here we go. For story number one, as you can clearly see, I am dressed in a baseball uniform and a cap today. And this is a special uniform to me because it represents years of sharing the passion for the sport of baseball with people I've met from all over Poland. You see, all the way back in October of 1999, I arrived in Poland for the first time. I hadn't made many friends yet, so to kill some time and to get a little exercise, I went to a nearby high school just across the street here with a couple of rubber baseballs and my glove. I found a nice little area there and I would pass the time by pitching and catching against the wall just to myself. Before long, I grew an audience of about a dozen local kids and teenagers who approached me and, using their best English, asked me if I could tell them more about what I was doing exactly. I really don't know how it all happened, but I soon found myself organizing and coaching baseball games with those kids on a regular basis, once or twice a week. Well, the years passed, those kids grew up and most of them went off to college, and I got married and had a few kids of my own. However, 14 years later in 2013, I received a Facebook message from a group of them asking if we could all get back together and play someday. I excitedly agreed, and it wasn't long before we established a team and decided to join a league. We called ourselves Częstochowa Defenders. Why Defenders? Because here in our city of Częstochowa, in the year 1655, there was a Swedish siege of the Jasna Góra Monastery. The Jasna Góra houses a shrine dedicated to the Virgin Mary that brings millions of tourists here each year on pilgrimages. Think of the Jasna Góra and Częstochowa as, you're not going to like this, some of you, the Vatican City of Poland. The siege on Jasna Góra lasted 1 month, and miraculously, a small group of fighters, including monks and other local volunteers, fought off thousands of soldiers, and the Jasna Góra was successfully defended. Our Defenders baseball team played together for nearly 4 seasons before we all decided to call it quits. The everyday responsibilities of life just made it really difficult to travel and keep the team going. But forming this team will forever be one of my most precious memories here. The second story I'd like to share with you has to do with the fact that although I don't play anymore, I'm too old, I'm 45, I am still very much involved with the happenings of baseball in Poland. My two older sons play for Rawa Katowice, just an hour down the highway from here, and I'm getting my youngest ready to join the team, hopefully in the nearest future. But this summer I had the opportunity to attend a huge youth baseball tournament in a city called Żałdowo, north of here, where I met a passionate Polish baseball team owner named Zdzisław. Way back in 1994, Zdzisław formed the Żałdowo Yankees. Yep, you heard that right. He named his team the Yankees. And you know, it's a great feeling to get to meet people like him and see people so personally invested in seeing baseball grow in Poland. I know firsthand how difficult it is to do this. The growth is slow, but the game is growing. Anyhow, a few weeks ago, I had some time to kill and I was scrolling through Facebook and I discovered that Mr. Zdzisław had invited some American soldiers involved in a NATO mission here in Poland from the 3rd Battalion 161st Infantry Dark Rifles to play a friendly game against his Yankees. After the game was over, these military guys posted a beautiful highlight video of the game on their Facebook page. I saw it, I was highly impressed with it, and I wrote to them immediately asking for permission to share the video here with you. And fortunately, they graciously agreed. Mr. Zdzisław treated these soldiers to a delicious lunch and gave them a tour of some of the best spots in the Żałdowo area. The game turned out to be a close one with the Americans narrowly winning 3-1. I think they've got a good team on those Yankees. Mr. Zdzisław informed me that this wasn't the first time they've all played together. In fact, he told me that his Yankees actually won the first two games in meetings years before. I will put all the info in my description section regarding both the military's page as well as the Żałdowo Yankees page. I'd like to just sincerely thank Mr. Gisois for putting this all together and for what you're doing for baseball. Thank you for giving our two countries the chance to integrate together and share the passion for this amazing sport. You, sir, are a real inspiration. Let's take a look at the video now. Thank you so much for watching. Please don't forget to subscribe. I will see you in the next episode and check out those pages and those links. See you next time.
I'm Second Lieutenant John Slevin, platoon leader for Bear Company. The Jovo Sports Club were nice enough to invite us out to their town to share a piece of American tradition with us, the game of baseball. We were surprised when we came out here because they introduced us to their culture. They gave us a tour of a nearby castle, which holds their city hall. And then they invited us out to a really beautiful lunch. So they really took good care of us while we were out here, and all the dudes really appreciated it. It was a great time. Happily we were able to pick up the dub, 3-1. Our goal coming out here today was build relations with the Gildovo people. This town, really great. A bunch of people ended up coming out watching from the town. Can't wait for next time.
Stronger.
The game! Yeah!